All right, let's look at this Reagan shooting one more time here. Let's start with some video and see. Right. Here comes Reagan. All right, now, I found this really cool video with four angles. It's kind of weird how some pop on and off, but it gets them all side by side, and they're synced pretty decently. Well, pretty good job with these videos. So here's Brady right here. You can see my mouse. And then he's behind this cop. This is the cop that gets shot in the neck. Brady gets shot right here in the above his eyebrow on the left. And this one isn't coming from a far angle. You got Reagan waving there. So you got them all right here. Let's see here. So right when the first shot goes off, okay, the only real good one that we can see Brady is this one. There, he dropped like a rock, just straight down to the ground. The cop goes down. It's kind of weird because the cop's on this side of him. Brady, shots over here, cop. A little off there, I think. All right, let's. Let's see if we can see that real quick. So you got Brady laying here. No blood yet. Now I want you to notice something. See this light shimmer on the ground? That means it rained. The ground is slightly wet. Now what's going to happen when blood spills on slightly wet ground? That water is going to be a diluter. It's going to carry it even more so on wet ground. So Brady's been down here, I don't know, maybe right now 15, 20 seconds. No blood yet still. It should be puddling. His forehead's flat on the ground. If he got shot, it should be pumping out of his forehead. There's nothing. I know in a little bit you'll see a little blood. Oh, did you see that? He dropped a gun right there. I didn't see that. Let's check that out. Where does that gun come from? Bink. Someone drops a gun right next to Brady's head. Nice. And they just leave it there. Very interesting. That guy reaches and moves the gun to the other side of Brady's head. That was interesting. Why would he do that? I'm looking right here. Yeah, I think orange raincoat man is to be a shield. But anyway, let's keep looking here. I want to see. And of course, the other two that got shot, there's literally no blood around them at all for the entire duration of the videos. None. Zero whatsoever. So here we go. Here's Brady right here. Now the gun landed here. This guy took and moved the gun here. Why would you slide a gun over here right next to the face of a guy that just got shot in the head? And just leave it there. It's very, very awkward. Very awkward. Now, I want you to see something here. Brady. Here we go. He's picking up his head a little bit. Right there. He's going to do it more later on, you'll see. All right, let's go faster here. You see that? Right here, look. This is where you see a little bit of blood. But there's no blood on these guys yet. And there's this gun here. I don't know why. Now watch him pick his head up right there. See his head? It's off the ground. He got shot right here. You got this little bit of blood. The ground is wet. And there's no blood coming from his head. He picks it up. See him pick his head up and puts it right back down. He's smearing his head into the blood, trying to get it more on his head. Rolling around on it. Now, Who in their right mind would leave the guy laying there smashing his head that he just got shot in on the ground, face down? That's insane. And to leave a gun right here. He's gonna pick his head up again. Look. There he goes. Picks his head up again. Look at that. He's picking his head up. Look at this. Nothing. There's no blood coming from this wound. If he got shot in the head, and this blood puddle right here never changes. It does not get bigger. It does not get bigger. No more blood. Look at that. No blood's coming out of that wound, that head wound, supposedly. Thought that was very interesting. Let's fast forward. No blood around that guy in blue suit. This guy right here. You know who this looks like? This looks like Dennis Quaid. He would be 27 right about now in this video. Looks a heck of a lot like Dennis Quaid. I'm not saying it is. It just kind of strikes me funny that he looks like Dennis Quaid. All right. You got these guys screaming for a patrol car, waving guns around. Yeah, he forgot his lines. He's trying to remember his lines. And notice the cameramen aren't ever pushed away, and there's photographers all up in there taking all kinds of photos. Bunch of Keystone cops. Yeah. Where's his weapon? They're screaming, where's his weapon? They're looking around. There's the cop that got shot in the neck. He's wearing this nice light colored shirt. There's some white here. This guy's grabbing him all over the place. Sleeves rolled up. No blood on him. Hands or sleeves. No blood over here on the ground. Again, remember the ground is wet. Blood's gonna hit that ground and travel. Here we go. Here's Brady with his head sideways now. Okay, this guy just got a hanky from this guy. And watch. Look at this guy. Handkerchief. Let's stop right there. Anybody got a handkerchief? In 1981, I was 11 years old. My dad had a handkerchief in his pocket. Many men did in that time. And you know what they do with a handkerchief? My dad would pull the handkerchief out, unfold it, blow his nose in it, and stick it, fold it back up and stick it back in his pocket. There's no way on God's green earth I would be using men's handkerchiefs for anything at this point, but that's just a side note. Handkerchief, gets a handkerchief. This guy right here. He's messing with this Uzi the entire time. He can't even get this stock going on. He doesn't know what the heck he's doing with it. Get out of the way! Here we go. Keystone cops trying to get Hinckley in a car. They can't even get the door open. Who's this orange beat cop? I'd really like to know who this guy is right here. Pats the door, stands around. Very funny. They're all waving the ambulance in. It doesn't come in. They're like, what are you doing? All right. Let's get back to Brady on the ground over here. Again, no blood. But those two. Cameras are cutting off again. Here we go. There we go. Brady's got his head up. He's pushing up with his right arm. He's got blood on his face now down here. He's got a handkerchief being held to his head. Look at the blood on the ground. It's the same. It just smeared around a little more because he's rolling his head in like it was a like an ink stamp, just trying to get more blood on his head. No more blood. And there he goes, look, he's pushing up with both. He lifted up from his right side as well as his left. Again, no blood around that guy at all. All right. We got a nice little push there. All right, that's enough of that. Now, let's go over here. Jim Brady, right here. Gunman fired the first of six bullets, hit Brady in the head. Again, you saw that his head was not bleeding two or three times when he picked his head up off the ground. This is interesting. He's a gun control advocate with his wife, Sarah Brady. And very similar to what we have now with Gabby Giffords. And let's go over here. This is an interesting story that I found when he died in 2014. Let's see. This is a story about his death being ruled a homicide because of the gunshot. He died. I want you to pay attention to this. The decision to pronounce Brady's death a homicide 33 years after he was wounded. So it's time for these guys to exit the scene and pass the proverbial torch. If you watch this video here.
In the press room where he once briefed reporters, Jim Brady was asked if this president is pushing hard enough for gun control.
You can never push too hard.
The bullet in his brain changed Jim Brady's life forever. Brady was so seriously wounded that Newswire's...
No blood. No blood right here. His hand's underneath him. He's acting as if he's unconscious here, but then he regains consciousness. Who knows?
Reported his death. This recording was made in the White House Situation Room that day.
Let's skip by National this Security. Part.
Brady survived hours of brain surgery, but it was months before he left the hospital. And despite years of painful therapy, he never walked again.
He never walked again. Then why does he have a cane?
He is 70 now and blind.
What have the last 30 years been like?
I've had good days and terrible days.
He finds it difficult to talk about what might have been, but he is not bitter.
What do you think about when you think of the dreams and ambitions that you had before this happened?
That ship has sailed.
You don't go back there anymore?
I try not to.
Look at her. Every single politician... from Bush and many other videos I've seen, the wives always sit there with this same look on their face, looking right at him like, don't screw this up.
Yet, despite it all, Jim Brady still has a sense of humor.
I've learned that it is smarter to duck.
What keeps Jim Brady and his wife Sarah going is their fight for gun control and the way that history keeps repeating itself.
We had to watch Gabby Giffords going through the same struggle that first couple days that I remember that Jim went through.
The Bradys believe what they've done has made a difference, but say they're not finished.
There's a lot more to be done.
Nice smile. So that was the passing of the torch to the Giffords. Same old script. Yeah, I'm not convinced it was real yet, so... there you go. I'm done with this one. I'm out.